Testing. Welcome. Welcome to the Eric Anders Lang Show. I'm going to turn the volume up on our feedback monitor. We're very excited to bring you a... can you hear yourself breathing, Bo?
I have a deep breath. I've noticed that on my own podcast. Like, I'm like, wow, I've got a heavy breath.
You do. You're a deep breather, but it's not in a creepy way. It's just a real way.
It's authentic.
It's a...
Yeah, like when I speak, I don't think about it. Like, I wonder if I have a heavy breath that's going to affect the listening.
Yeah.
Not at all. I just breathe deep.
Yeah. Moving introductory period here. Welcome to the Eric Anders Lang Show, soon to be called Random Golf Club Radio. I've been saying that for a few weeks. You like that, right?
First time I've heard it.
RGC Radio.
Oh, my God. It has a much better ring to it.
We're gonna update it soon. But
I mean, you have a good name, but...
I appreciate that. You do, too. Totally real or imagined.
Yeah.
No, so to get you guys up to speed, we're here. This is real time, folks. This is Sunday night. We're in New York City. We just got in. We're in the middle of this 2-week road trip headed from L.A. to Austin, Texas. Bo, you're one of my closest friends. You guys may know Bo from the time that we did the pod where I went to your house and I was on your podcast, and then I also aired it on mine. A lot of people loved that. A lot of people loved your podcast. And I think we talked a little bit about how we met a dozen years ago or so. Great coincidence. We don't need to go too deep into that.
We don't have to go too deep into it, even though I love to tell the story, but it's a miraculous story. I mean, there are many people that I think walk a path of some type of faith, and I'm one of those people for sure. And I like to think about moments that definitely show me that there's something beyond my understanding at work. Like, miraculous moments is what I call them. And I consider our meeting a miraculous moment.
I would agree. Not only in the experience of then, but even just in kind of the space that we inhabit as we continue to do things together, whether it's, you know, I mean, I remember at the beginning of, the beginning of quarantine, COVID pandemic, like we would just like go for walks, and it was just like, that was great. And now here we are driving across a large portion of the country, going to your home state, Texas. I'm going to move there. You've already been there. Your Texas chapter is different than mine.
Yeah. I mean, usually up until now, probably for the past 15 years, when anybody would say, Texas, what do you think about Texas? I would initially, because it's colored with my dark past, I've already read this book. I read the book. Sure, it's a good book. Austin's amazing. That's always what I say. Austin's amazing. But I'm good on Texas. I'm good. But I have family there still. I haven't lived there in 2 decades. And it's just a different animal that, I'm ready to have a new experience, to be honest with you. I'm excited to be driving across this country with you to go there. And I realized a few days ago, I remember having the thought specifically like, oh, I need to have a new experience of Texas.
How do you go about doing that? Is that easy?
I mean,
I'm looking for my phone because I want to take a little video. I just want to show people where we're sitting. Keep talking. Keep talking.
Yeah. I mean, how do you do that? It's for me, it's just about noticing. A lot of times there's many examples in my life where I have a colored idea of that it's negative. And I don't even realize it's because what was going on in my life at the time was kind of just not a fun experience. Like, I look, anything I look back on in my past, I think, yeah, that wasn't really a good time. Well, if it's wherever I was at physically, geographically, I can easily be like, I had the same thing when I lived in San Francisco for like 3 months. People would ask me for years, like, what do you think about San Francisco? I'd be like, I don't really like that town. Not really good. And then I went there in a new mindset. I'm like, San Francisco's amazing. What was I talking about?
Right.
So Texas is like where I grew up. It's where I'm from. There's a lot of... So it's been colored with an old belief. So you ask, how do you do that? And for me, it's just literally making that kind of like mantra-like statement of like, I'm going to choose to have a new experience. Right. It's inviting the universe to like just change my perception. I'm open.
We talk about that a lot on this podcast and on everything we do about with golf, because golf has this kind of baked in railroad of kind of like here's what it is, here's what you should experience, here's how it's played, here's what you do. And Random Golf Club is really here to say, you know what, I beg to differ. I think there's a new way to do this. So I love that. We've had one of our fun coincidences that we've had on this trip so far. We're really only a week in. Yeah, thank you for pulling the mic away from your breath. It's intense.
I'm working on it. Everything's a work in progress right now.
The coincidence that we've had throughout this trip is whenever we pull out onto a road, we see a Texas license plate.
It's kind of magical. And some people, I guess, probably saw, I think you posted it on your Instagram, me saying, like, we're going to go on a trip and there's going to be something miraculous and it's work out better than we could imagine. And it seems like all along the way, we've had some crazy cool moments, but that's just a simple one. It's literally every time we get back into the car and are pulling out of the gas station, pulling onto a highway, the first car we see is a Texas license plate, which I think is a beautiful moment of like, we're in the right direction.
It is really, really wild. It has been filled with coincidence. And, I think one of the reasons why I love road trips in particular, is aside from other trips where you need to have, you know, tickets for airplanes and or boats or whatever it is, road trips, it's like a freestyle painting. There's no blueprint. There's no draft. There's no even concept. You're just like, the concept is here to there, maximum enjoyment throughout.
It's interesting that you say that because part of what I've experienced in your creation of Random Golf Club, you actually talked about it a second ago, about this idea of like, okay, there's the old box that you live in, and we're trying to create a new box to hopefully inspire a new experience that's never happened before, which I think is occurring. But this trip for me so far, as you know personally, has been already in a week a lot of growing opportunities. But one of the things I realized is a lot of my life was lived through this box of kind of planning, even though I like to say to people like, oh yeah, just whatever, I'm a go with the flow spontaneity kind of guy. I mean,
you're a planner.
I mean,
you like to plan. There's nothing wrong with that.
I like to plan, but I think my head tells me that it's more, there's more freedom and peace in living in spontaneity and allowing creativity and things to unfold in the moment. But that's scary. It can be for a lot of people. It can be for me. And so on this trip, it's really been kind of cool to watch how literally on a day-to-day basis, things change. We go in a different direction. We take a different route. We're going to camp tonight. We don't camp tonight. We're going to do this. Oh, we're going to change. And it just changes. And it's just kind of like unfolding tapestry. Is that the word? Like a road,
like that.
A driving snake charming. Yeah. And so it's been interesting to like see the opportunity to just watch it unfold and let go of how I want this drive across the country to go. It should look like this. And it just, it's beautiful. It's more beautiful to experience life. I mean, I would imagine you would have some thoughts on that, taking that onto a golf course. I mean, how many people probably go out and are planning like, oh, I'm going to try to do this with my drive. I'm going to try to do this. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that, but like you've been to a driving range when you walk out to play golf. You know how to swing the golf club. You kind of know where you're at when you head out that day. So and it's like, all right, what's going to happen today? I'd just like to play a nice round of golf. What would that look like? Like just letting it unfold. Like how many people really do that? They may say they do, but are they planning way more?
What a beautiful anchor there, you know, because you rarely walk onto the first tee and say, I invite the unexpected. I invite the bad shots. And that, I mean, we do, again, try to do that with rule 17B. It's laughing at the bad shots is not like your Jim Carrey. Like laughing at the bad shots is a deep acceptance with a sense of humility and humor about what your potential is, both negatively and positively. Because look, Tiger's greatest moments on TV, better than most in your life, those both came immediately after a bad shot. Now, I don't know if he laughed at it, but I mean, he certainly walked up to that next shot and put as much energy as he could into making it one of the greatest shots in the history of the game since the TV's been invented. Now, I'm not saying that that's what we're talking about, but there is something between the two of those where, yeah, walking out and knowing, hey, I don't even know if I'm going to get to 18. I mean, Bing Crosby died after the 18th hole. I don't even know what's about to transpire, so I might as well welcome.
What do you mean? He walked off a golf course and died?
Yeah, Bing Crosby's last words were, "That was a great round, fellas," and then literally walked into the clubhouse and dropped dead. His
that
final
is
words.
Awesome.
Yeah. I think about that a lot.
Well, and I think, you know, you mentioned Tiger Woods, and we know, look, Tiger, it's his job. He's very good at his job, but it's a profession. Whereas the most people that are listening to your podcast, it's not their profession. Like, most people are not going out to try to pay their bills and their livelihood and make their livelihood doing it. They're just going out to probably let go of some stuff. So the idea of walking out on a golf course or this road trip that we're on and just being like waking up every day or walking onto the first tee, like, let's see what happens. Like, with no idea of, like, I'd like to shoot an 84 today. Like,
no concept.
Like, no concept.
So what would you say, Bo, has been your favorite moment of the road trip so far?
Right now.
Brilliant this, answer.
This moment. And the spicy sausage broccoli Rob pasta that I can't pronounce with gluten-free spaghetti. But this moment, really, this past hour has been my favorite moment. Because I'm going to get real. Can I get real?
Yeah, you can get as real as
I
you
I have problem. Moved through a lot of fear and terror on this road trip. I'm going to go deep right here, guys. I mean, the truth is, as a man, I have lived a lot of my life in unrecognized, unconscious fear. Like, just fear in a real controlled environment of the way I live my life. And I haven't even recognized it because I've done a lot of inner spiritual work. And so I walk around the world for a long time thinking, like, I'm good. I'm great. But one of my biggest challenges for a lot of my life is having real connection and intimacy with human beings. And when I was younger, like, the friendships I had with my guy friends when I was younger, there was a lot of stuff that happened where I lost a lot of those friendships. So I was kind of afraid. And what happened in my life is I built a life where I could feel in control. I drive myself. I like to always be driving if I can. I always offer to drive if I can. I live by myself. I've worked by myself. It's always been a life where, like, I'm in control and I'm kind of taking the reins. And this trip is like with one of my closest friends, you, who I've known for 12 years. But a lot of my friendships and relationships, you know, it's like, they've been lived from the kind of fake superhero me that I put out in the world when I was 8 years old to try to kind of be enough to matter, to get along and, like, put on the face and get the attention and get the approval and get the validation. And I've done a lot of work on that in the past few years. And this road trip, I started to get really afraid leading up to the road trip. And I was like, what's that about? And I realized, like, oh, wow, I've never been on a road trip with a bro. Never.
I didn't realize that. You told that to me. I remember you saying that, but I didn't realize that.
I've never been on a road trip, which speaks to kind of how I colored my life for a long time. It was very contained. It was what I liked. It was what was comfortable for me. I went where I wanted to go. I drove myself there. I felt like I was in control of it. And this trip represents a lot of how I colored my life of, like, I'm taking a journey with my dear friend cross country to move him to the state that I used to live in. But I'm not driving. You are in a very beautiful European sports vehicle that is a little bit scary to be in. And I'm in the passenger seat. Yes, I have driven some. That's true, folks. But even
you're driving the car absolutely fine.
Yeah, I haven't driven a stick shift in 20 years.
Nailed it, though.
Not one stall.
Your middle name might soon be Six Speed.
Ooh, that's a nice ring.
I like that.
Colbert Latimer Six Speed Baker the Fourth.
But...
oh, but they only know me as Bo.
But back to anyway. the control.
Yeah, so, you know, really, it's you know, it took about a week, literally last night. I mean, you know, I sat down with you and kind of said, like, wow, I really realized that a lot of my life has been coming from this place of, like, mistrust and distrust and, like, being afraid to really let go and have a new experience, like walking on the go. Like, you know what? I'm going to wake up today and I'm just not going to live by that narrative anymore of, like, this is scary. And this, you know, human, even somebody I've known 12 years, like, my life isn't, like, it's this, like, belief of danger, which you could say the same thing on the golf course. Like, how many people probably walk out there and are just, like, thinking shank, slice, sand trap, just, like, terror on a golf course.
What if I four
putt, yeah. You know, like, walking and so literally last night, I kind of had this moment, you know, and we talked about it a little bit. I don't think that I need to get into that much detail about it, but, you know, but I basically just acknowledge that my desire to have a new experience really starts with me completely looking at, oh, I've lived a lot of my life in this narrative that people in the world is a little bit unsafe, so I need to control it. And I just choose to let that go and have a new experience. And like today has been the most peaceful, enjoyable day of the trip so far. Like this moment, like we fly into New York City, we're eating at a beautiful restaurant, hanging with my bro, and it's like the best tasting food ever. And I just feel totally at peace. And
it's so great. I mean, you know, talking about that again, that sort of opportunity to upgrade your software, kind of, you know, and I mean, to bring it back to what I'm talking about, my experience with RGC really is, yeah, we that's our whole point. That's our whole aim is like we're in a world now where millions and millions and millions of people are raising a question, saying, wait, hang on. Is this really right? Is this what I'm supposed to be doing? And we have great resources out there, you know, whoever it is, like people in the golf industry who are talking about golf being a mental game and confidence is key. Believing that you can do it is key. Meditation is key. Then you have people in the, you know, Deepak, Oprah, whoever it is, Tony Robbins, right?
Brene Brown,
whoever it is. There are all these people all over saying, you know what? Life is what you make it, and choose wisely.
It's interesting that you say that, because you and I have been around long enough to know that there's a big difference in what a lot of people regurgitate that they've heard that sounds good. And yeah, I live by that, which is kind of what I was just speaking to, but also really living it. Not from your intellectual self, but your cellular self, where you start really living like, oh. And I think, you know, and I, by the way, yes, I've known him for 12 years and he is one of my dear friends. But what I'm about to say, which I say regularly, is not because it's really how I feel of watching what you are building and continue to build, which is you have changed, in my opinion, the experience of the game of golf. Or and are continuing to do so. Like, I have witnessed people react to you, Random Golf Club's content, and how you're creating what you're creating with Adventures in Golf, and that, and it's literally creating a new experience for people to have. And whether that's the old way to experience and live golf, kind of the rigid, polished, tucked in way of golf, versus kind of a new, random, moment to moment, unfolding experience. But you can tie that in with your lived life. I mean, I imagine everyone would say, I grew up with this kind of upbringing and I was taught this and I was conditioned this. And we all have kind of our box of like, this is where I live from and I operate from. And this is my safety and this is what I do and this is what's acceptable. And I'm like, yeah, but how can you have a new experience if you don't question your old one? Or where it can like be willing to be like, yo, I'm totally willing to try something completely different. Which might be for some people getting in a car with somebody or walking up on the first tee and being like, well, the first thing is acknowledging like, yeah, okay, I'm terrified, but I'm willing to let go of control. I'm terrified that I may just play horrible today. I can acknowledge that. I am terrified that I might play, but I'm willing to have a new experience. What if I play amazing today? And I don't know.
Well, and then you even get into the idea of when we play really well, we sort of sandbag ourselves. So I'm playing out of my head. When it's like, you're actually just playing golf. What's happened in the past hour, the past 20 minutes, the four birdies in a row that's smashed any other record you've ever had, that's over, man. Like, you know, and the idea that we get uncomfortable around playing that well, I mean, there's a whole lot of things. I want to...
This is a lot of psychology. Yeah, we don't... Yeah, but...
What I want to do is I want to take a quick break. Can you bring out that book that we read on September 1st? The people are going to see me differently quote that we read.
The trust your life. Or
yeah, living. Yeah.
I can bring that out.
Let's take a quick break, guys. You know, Bears threw some ads. I try to make them as entertaining as possible, and we'll be right back. All right, hitting you up at the ad break here. I got a couple to run through. Jones Golf Bags, y'all, made in Portland. These bags are. That go back to the 70s. You're going to recognize these if you're older, and if you're not, you're going to be like, those look retro. They're awesome. Well, they are awesome, and they're also wonderfully priced. They also have some Random Golf Club bags. We are getting a new bag up and running, so check back on the website for that. We're currently sold out of all the current bags that we have through Jones. But stay tuned. You can sign up for the mailing list at randomgolfclub.com or head over to Jones Golf Bags. Follow them on Instagram, Jones_sports_co. They make the best bags in the biz. They've got dual straps, single straps. They probably have a triple strap. They've got stand bags. One of the best is I like the original bag. I like the player series. I also like the Ranger or the Rover, one of the two. Either way, I love that bag. And I love the guys that make up Jones. Very proud to welcome a new sponsor to the Random Golf Club universe. That's Whoop. You may have seen me wearing a, quote, watch on my right wrist. That's not a watch. It's a Whoop strap, W-H-O-O-P. And they're offering a discount. I don't quite know what it is. It could be 15%. I don't know. It could be more if you use the code EAL. And my experience with this wonderful device, this wearable technology, is that it helps me get better sleep. It helps me understand the strain that I'm going through throughout the day, whether I'm, you know, on the bike, it connects to my Peloton, or whether I'm just walking 18 holes of golf, which, by the way, actually is pretty strenuous. I didn't really realize that's why I need a nap in the middle of the day, folks, if I play a 6 a.m. round. But definitely go check it out. You probably heard the news that they gave one out to every PGA Tour player, because it actually has been proven to help identify, subtle, I guess, biometric changes in your body that could lead to early detection of COVID. So, you know, a lot of reasons to try this thing. A lot of athletes have been loving it, obviously, Rory and Justin Thomas. So check that out. All right, folks, features. Here's the story. F-E-E-T-U-R-E-S. Want to get that out of the way, folks. It's not feature films. It's not, I don't know what else it would be, but it's features. Anyway, here's the deal with the features. I put them on my feet, and I feel pretty much faster. I've done nothing. I've changed nothing. I've actually just put on a pair of socks, and somehow I have obtained higher levels of speed. Anyway, it can make a huge difference. Runners obviously are psycho about sock choices, or so I've been told. I hear it. I hear it in the locker rooms. I hear it around runners and their socks. I mean, it's like, whoa. I mean, it's like a golfer's grip, right? This is a feature's feet. Boom. Whoa, that just happened. Anyway, these socks keep your feet cool, dry, and blister-free while providing a custom-like fit that won't bunch or slip during the backswing. God, I mean, you know what? That's the last thing I need, is something else to blame my bad shot on. Anyway, they've engineered a stock with targeted a sock, not a stock. It's not an IPO. Targeted compression, anatomical design, and moisture wicking material for unsurpassed performance. I actually wear my features on special occasions. I'm kind of like I put the features on for like a night out. You know, I'm like, what? anyway, I do love them. I do love the way they snuggle my friggles feet. Anyway, you're going to get $10 off your first pair when you use the code Eric, E-R-I-K, at features.com. That's F-E-E-T-U-R-E-S.com. Promo code Eric for $10 off your first pair. That pair will be guaranteed for life. Guaranteed for life. Features are so durable and long-lasting that if you're unsatisfied at any point, they'll give you a replacement pair. No cues aid, no questions asked, FYI. Features is a proudly family-owned business down there in North Carolina. We all know that. That's old news. But anyway, check out Hugh and his sons Joe and John and they're working on their mission to create products to help you achieve your personal best, primarily focused on your feet. I was about to say something about, and your 10 toes, but, you know, honestly, then I was like, maybe you don't have 10 toes. And I was like, I don't want to make anyone feel bad if they only have 9, or maybe you've got 11. This one goes to 11. Anyway, features.com, promo code Eric. Get your socks. If you don't like them, honestly, that's on you, because they're saying they'll give you as much as you need to like them. And the truth is, I honestly don't know how you wouldn't like these socks. Like I said, I've put them on. I don't see there's a world where you're like, this is not the perfect sock. So, you know, hey, prove me wrong. All right, folks, I got a new ad read for you. It's about ExpressVPN, y'all. And I'm going to personalize this. ExpressVPN, ExpressVPN lets you access the internet as if you're from a different country. Wow. I'm not even clear why that's interesting. Anyway, Netflix has different shows and movies available depending on where you are. Oh, so this is like when you're traveling and you can't get what you want. Now I got it. I got the solution for y'all. Yo, get on the dark web with EAL, bro. ExpressVPN, you can unlock thousands of new shows and movies from streaming libraries around the glizzy. That's globe. There are hundreds of VPNs out there. See, I thought VPN stood for visible. Anyway, out there. But ExpressVPN is ridiculously fast. You can stream anything in HD quality with zero buffering. VPN is available on every device, phones, laptops, tablets, and even Snowball. Using ExpressVPN to unlock content. ExpressVPN works with many streaming services, Netflix, Amazon Prime, BBC, iPlayer, YouTube, and many more. You can use from 100 countries. It's so simple to use. Just fire up ExpressVPN, change your location, hit connect, and then refresh. Yo, check it out, y'all. My experience with ExpressVPN is incredible. I've used it all over the world. I've never used it. Look, here's the thing. Yeah, it sounds legit to me. I would say go to expressvpn.com/Eric, E-R-I-K, to check it out and become a hacker. Go to expressvpn.com/Eric, E-R-I-K. Honestly, here's the thing. If you do go to expressvpn.com/Eric and you watch Netflix in another country, I offer you a large load of respect. I'm into it. I'm into you. I'm into the whole thing. I'm into expressvpn.com/Eric. Use it or lose it. And get global on this mofo. Get global. Yo, are you MacGyver or not? If you are MacGyver, go to expressvpn.com/Eric. And while you're at it, get a second one. Get two if you don't. Here's the thing. If you get two, it's twice as good, folks. All right, later. TaylorMade, folks. TaylorMade is a family and it's a team. They've been so generous with their staff players for the Ace Cam videos for us. And obviously, the Sim Driver has changed my life. I can drive the ball 7,000 yards and it hits me in the butt. It goes so far. But definitely check out all of the things from TaylorMade. I love those guys. Vice. It's a golf ball. It's got style. It's got class. But even more importantly, it performs as good as the top performing balls for half the price. So check out the Vice commercials. You may have seen those. I don't know if you have. Maybe you haven't. I don't know. We've got a random golf club ball coming out very soon. They're on a truck. I think there's so many balls that they're bringing them in. I don't even know how they bring them in. They're probably not on a plane because it would weigh the plane down. I don't even know. Check up randomgolfclub.com for the Vice balls coming up. Precision Pro. Also big news for Precision Pro coming soon. You've heard me talk about it. I think I can definitively say we're going to be launching this in the middle of August. The Random Golf Club Precision Pro Rangefinder comes with free battery replacement for life. It's got a magnet on it. We're going to get the NX9 with the RGC branding. And then all of the other rangefinders they make are wonderful. It's a wonderful family operation up there in Cincinnati. Great crew. And then we have Standby. All right, now I realize why I was stumbling is because I didn't have what I needed to have to tell you about Keeps, folks. Did you know that 2 out of 3 guys will experience some form of male pattern baldness by the time they're 35? The best way to prevent hair loss is to do something about it while you still have hair left. That's the key. They didn't underline that, but I'm underlining it for you. Get treated from home. You used to have to go to the doctor's office for your hair loss prescription. Now, thanks to Keeps, you can visit a doctor online and get hair loss medication delivered right to your home. They make it easy and deliver your medication every 3 months so you can say goodbye to the pharmacy checkout lines, not fun during COVID, and awkward doctor visits. Keeps offers generic versions of the only 2 FDA-approved hair loss products out there. You may have tried them before, but probably never for this price. Quite possible. Prevention is key. Keeps treatments can take up to 4 to 6 months or more to see results, so it's important to act fast. Literally, press pause and get this. The sooner you start using Keeps, the more hair you'll save. You're not even saving money, you're saving hairs. We're splitting hairs here, folks. Okay, sorry, no, stop. Find out why Keeps has more 5-star reviews than any of its competitors and nearly 100,000 men. Trust, that's an army. That's an army, folks. 100,000 hairy men, by the way. They're hairy, for sure. Keeps keeps Snowball, you have enough hair. Relax. He's hypoallergenic, so he doesn't even lose it. It's like, come on, man. It's an embarrassment of riches over there, Snowball. It's all white, I know, but you were born with white hair. Okay, moving on. Keeps their hair loss prevention medication. Keeps treatments starts at just $10 per month. Plus, $10 a month? That's a good deal. Plus, for a limited time, you can get your first month free. Required talking points. This is written in red. Use your talking points, what? To guide the narrative, but to put it in your own words. Whoops, too late for that. okay, I think we're good. Keeps.com, KEEPS.com/Anders. That's my name, folks. That's how you get a discount. If you're ready to take action, and prevent hair loss, go to keeps.com/Anders to receive your first month of treatment free. That's $10 off, y'all. If you do it for a year, that's 8%. Quick math. KEEPS.com/Anders. We do keep customer before and after photos. That's cool. There's our online. You can go look at customer before and after photos. Keeps.com. KEEPS.com/Anders. Bunch of other stuff that they told me not to do. Pretty sure I didn't do it. Anyway, much love to y'all. Check out Keeps.com and check out all of our other partners that support RandomGolfClub.com and go to RandomGolfClub.com to check out stories, merch, community, and more. Membership coming soon. Bye. All right, folks. So we're back. All right. We're gonna put a little pin in the spiritual foofy stuff. We're gonna hit this grand slam out of the park. Louise Hay wrote this great book. Bo brought it along, Trust Life. And the first day we read it, it literally was totally aligned with where we're at, where I'm at least as well. I think you too. Can you read it for us?
I'm trying to get there. I can read it. Yeah, it was September 1st, first morning, and it's titled, "This is a New Day, and I Am a New Me." In the infinity of life where I am, all is perfect, whole, and complete. My life is ever new. Each moment of my life is new and fresh and vital. I use my affirmative thinking to create exactly what I want. This is a new day. I am a new me. I think differently. I speak differently. I act differently. Others treat me differently. My new world is a reflection of my new thinking. It is a joy and a delight to plant new seeds, for I know these seeds will become my new experiences. All is well in my world.
Yeah, man. I mean, thanks for reading that. Look, if you're out there and you're hearing this and you're like, what the fuck is that? Don't ever read something like that to me again. I can relate, because I think for me, the what I hear when I hear that is like, that's an option. Like, I can go there if I want. You know what I mean? I know it sounds kind of intense, and it sounds kind of like, oh, airy-fairy, like spiritual meetup guru, like weekend retreat, no thanks. So I'm just trying to bring some of that into this, and really, I don't need to get into it anymore. I just wanted to hear it again. I wanted to hear it again. I wanted to share it with you guys listening. And I wanted to say that there is a way to bring some of that into any part of your life, golf or beyond. But now I want to talk about where we've been and what we've done. It's been a great trip so far.
It's been an unbelievable trip. I got into it a little bit, but I would love to know your experience, because you asked me. I mean, look, this is a big deal. You know, I mean, some people consider moving in the top three of the most like stressful, traumatizing things to do in one's life is to move. And you're moving to a new state. Your business partner will be there.
He got there today. How yeah. crazy is that?
But I asked you, I remember asking you a couple of weeks ago, I was like, do you know anybody, like, do you have like any close friends or friends or that live in? And he's like, no, I don't know anyone.
I don't know anybody. I mean, I got a handful. I got RGC Austin. I got a couple friends there. Our web developer lives there. Our lead product manager lives there. But pretty much Eric is showing up with like a bag and like a hand, an outstretched hand.
And a prayer.
I haven't played any golf in Austin.
There's a beautiful course, Spanish Oaks. My brother-in-law
yeah.
lives there. Remember, yeah. I mean, Sergio.
Bo Hostler plays there.
Sergio. Yeah. Beautiful courses. But my question really is, like, how has this been for you? Like, what's been your, like, what would you say? I don't know if you want to give the overall, like, what's the experience been like so far? Like, where have you been at? And or what would you say up until now in the first 7 days of this 2-week-ish journey has been your most, what have you enjoyed the most exciting moment?
Yeah. Well, I did a pod last week where I checked in around the process of moving itself, and obviously it's stressful and challenging and difficult. That's more or less behind me. All of the items from my house are in a truck, and they will arrive in Texas in a day or so. The road trip has been, it's never what you expect. It's never what you imagine. Never, ever, ever, ever. And I think that's sort of proof that you're doing it right. Right? Like, no, just going back to golf, you would never go out and be like, I am going to par the first two holes, birdie the third, bogey the fourth. You could not plan it. And that's why we love golf. Right, is no, the bounces are good and bad. The wind changes. The, you know, whatever it is, your swing path changes. The greens change. The grain, the holes, who you're with, what you're wearing, the light. It would be impossible to really try to plan all that out. So, but it's different from what I expected. We thought we were going to do a lot more camping. We haven't really busted out a tent once.
We thought we were going to do a lot more camping. Well, there's been no camping.
There's been zero. The only thing we've done as far as camping is talk about it.
And we do have great gear.
We have a lot of camping gear. And part of that is this trip, and I'm curious to actually hear your thoughts on this, Bo, is, you know, this trip was kind of, the goal was, you know, just take a little break, a little time off in between my, what is now former life as an Angeleno, as a California resident for the longest period of my voluntary adult life, choosing where I was going to live. I lived in New York for about 10 years, a little under 10, like nine and a half or something. LA has been like 12, 13. So leaving LA, and it's not like when I got to LA, I talked about this on the pod last week, but when I got to LA, it was almost like accidental. Like it was by default, I moved there. Texas is by no default. Texas is like throw the switch and then all of a sudden the Griswold's house lights up on Christmas. You know what I mean? Like that, it is that black and white. So the experience of this trip was intended on being a bit of a recreational adventure. It has turned into a bit more work than I was ready for. A bit, and when I say work, I am not complaining about my job, because I know that, you know, a lot of I love my job. No, you'll never get me to say anything other than great positive feelings about my job. Does that mean that it's easy? Does that mean that it's always like always quote enjoyable or pleasurable? No. Does that mean that you know, there's not like sometimes experiences of like incredible exhaustion and confusion and like feelings like, oh, I made the wrong decision, or am I going to make the wrong decision, or whatever it is. I thought I was going to be free from all that for a little bit. I thought I was going to be like, me and Bo, we're going to go camping. We're going to get in like 3 hours before sunset, make a little fire, cook some stuff, wake up, like just meditate, peace, peace, peace. But instead it's been a little bit more like jamming on the phone, calls, a lot of filming, which again, I love. Filming is the magnet that introduces me to the world and to the people of the world. And you and I had that experience in St. George. We filmed a lot with Dan and Lincoln of What's Inside.
Oh my God, that was unbelievable.
We'll come back to that. But in general, it's been a little bit more work than I was ready for. And then we went down and we shot an Adventures in Golf in Moab, which was an absolute riot. Now it's Sunday night. We've had a long day. I know that we have to record a podcast, so we're doing that now. And these are all things that I really enjoy. So that's been the interesting part of it for me, is it's like, oh, it's been more or less work related, which is, you know, I know if you're listening to this, you know enough about me to know that I love sharing my life with you. If you're listening to this, you know that for me, my life means more when I share it. And that's a wonderful opportunity for me and us and you, Bo.
Look, and I'll even say, being your friend for 12 years and knowing you, one of the experiences, because you asked me earlier, is like, this is work, you know, like it's not just, I don't know what the people who come to Random Golf Club and, you know, watch your content think about, but like, I have never done any filming or watching something, some piece of content, some piece of art get created. But it's very easy when I look at your social media or I even think about your life to have a thought, be like, what a life. Like, it's just this effortless, easy, fun, blossoming life that just, it just comes to get like, and of course, anybody I'm sure that knows you or watches you knows that there's a lot of effort that goes to it, but it can look very like, man, it's just like a puzzle coming together in like 4 minutes. And, and I experienced an entire day of, oh, this is real. Like, it gave me a whole new appreciation for like the amount of time and effort and that goes into what you're creating. I was like, oh, and I'll be honest, there were some moments where I was like, this isn't fun. This is not fun.
Yeah, I remember we finished up the Moab shoot, which for the record was the shortest Adventures in Golf shoot I've ever had. We started shooting at approximately 1 o'clock and we were done at about 8. I've never shot an episode in that. Oh, well, we did shoot the next morning for 3 hours. So that was about, it was about 9 or 11 hour shoot. You said at the end of the day, you said, how long is this going to be compressed into? And I said, 12 minutes. And you just said, that's insane.
Well, yeah. What my response was, that's insane. And that just seems like, I mean, we should get more than that. Like, the world deserves more than that. I need something. I need to get a steak dinner. Like, something needs to, like, that is a lot of effort. Like, people are only going to get 12 minutes for all this beautiful time and effort that you guys, and I'm like, wow. So then my mind said, oh my God, the amount of time that has gone into from multiple people to create what has been put out there. I don't know how many people probably really get it. And I can say now, after just in this 7 days, cause I don't want to get into what it's going to be. Cause I know, but we had a, you know, we had a 14 hour day, not Moab in St. George. And if we count like when we started driving, I mean, it could have been 15 hours and that is going to be like one piece of content, maybe two.
Yeah. Yeah. It gets boiled down pretty extensively. But you know, so to go back to your original question, is the experience of the road trip so far, that aside, the experience has been really incredible. I feel like I've learned a lot already. I feel like I've seen a lot. And for me, what's interesting is I visited a handful of these places in my earlier years. And for me, sometimes a road trip where you visit places that you've already been to is kind of a chance to look through a photo album from your own past. And it's less about like how maybe you, it's not about like the way you look, but it's about the way the world looks. You know, I don't know if you ever had the chance to, it's been a while, like I went back to my old high school and my biggest takeaway was the ceilings are so low. The lockers are so small. Mm. The teacher's desk is so tiny. The chalkboard is everything. I felt like I was in a miniature zone. And not that that's happened on this trip really, but to give you like a comparison, this trip has been a lot of that. And even just, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if you can go into a road trip asking for anything, like requesting any, or even having any type of intention of receiving anything, really. It's more like the road trip is like, you know what? It's time to go do that thing where I go, don't know what I'm going to do for a while. You know, I don't know who we're going to meet. That's been some of my favorite moments, is when we meet people and we have this kind of interaction that really is sealed in time. Because once we leave, that's over. It may continue on. I'm sure we'll run into some of these people again. But and really, the greatest thing about the road trip is, like no other moment in your own life, unless you're on your deathbed, I believe, you really cherish the limited amount of time that you have in a place or with a person or with a view or with a meal or whatever it is, because you know that the next night you're in a different place. You're in a different city, wherever you are. There's not like, I'll come back. There's not like, oh, you know, I'll just swing by later and do that. It's like, you know, when there's the EKG kind of measures your heart rate, or the polygraph where it like writes down your heart rate as the paper slides by, like that's the road trip. Is it's just, there's no going back and erasing anything. You just see it, and it's like this podcast. There's no editing. It just goes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's a beautiful way to look at it because, I mean, I think it ties in with kind of what we were saying earlier, of this idea of not knowing what's going to happen. Like it's literally being what feels like out of control, but in a good way. Like, yeah. I mean, literally it's just occurring right in front of you and it's a new experience and I don't know, and it changes. And I mean, that's one of the things, you know, I've witnessed you on this trip with a few people. And look, people know you obviously in Random Golf Club, but I think why Random Golf Club has the kind of following it does, or the appreciation or the impact that it has. It's like when you meet people, I feel like that, like you're really genuinely interested in like creating a new experience in that moment in their life. And like, I don't think many people have that kind of intention of like, dude, I want to improve this person's life right now. Right now. Like a lot of people are just like, I don't know. I mean, okay, who is this? Yeah. I mean, well, that's okay. I'm like that. I'm like that in my life. Like
I can be,
I mean, I'm not all the time. I mean, I'm actually selfless sometimes, but there's been a lot of times where I'm like meeting people. I'm like, who are they? What's the deal? Okay. Like, yeah, cool. But I got some life that's not even, I don't know, something to get back, you know, but like when I'm like being with people on this journey and just really being there. Yesterday we were leaving Moab with the owner of this amazing coffee shop called The Garage, right? Yeah. And there was a moment where you guys were probably 15 minutes into a conversation just about a car. And I remember thinking like, what are we doing? I was just sitting there, what are we doing right now?
We got to get on the road.
Yeah, like we got somewhere to be.
We got somewhere to be.
We got somewhere to be, and I probably want to camp tonight, and who is this dude?
No. Yeah. That's funny.
But the truth is, the guy was amazing. Him and his wife, they're unbelievable.
Yeah,
but
they live the life.
They live the life. These guys.
They run a coffee shop for like 5 months of the year, and then they travel around for the rest of the year.
And if you go to Moab, honestly, The Garage, and then they also just opened a brand new donut shop, which we didn't partake in.
We didn't go.
But if you've ever been to LA and been to Sidecar Donuts or any like gourmet kind of donut shop, I mean, it was unbelievably looking.
Go say hi to Ryan and Aaron at Moab Garage Co. Coffee. But ask him about his 2007 Turbo.
2000. But halfway through y'all's conversation, I literally sat there and I watched like all that's happening right now is this conversation. And a moment of joy that's amazing. And like it was a deposit. It wasn't like, cool, got what we needed, shot, film, thanks for the coffee, you're rad, later, bro. Which I've done that in my life, you know? And so I don't know if this is making sense, but, you know, just watching like that part of the journey of like just being in the experience with people and really being there. It's fun to watch, man. I mean, I don't know if you're so used to it, if you appreciate it when it's occurring. But it seems like you have that experience with almost everyone you meet when you get in front of them, like where it's just that moment and who are they and what are they about? And wow, you know, like, I don't know. I mean, is it just habit now, or do you experience that when you're in these encounters with people?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, that's a really sweet thing of you to say. My first thought is I don't know. But I do know what I don't like is talking about myself. You know what I mean? Like I don't like the, if you're listening to this and we ever meet somewhere, there's two things I don't want to talk about myself.
Golf.
There's two things I don't want to talk about, me and golf. I want to talk about you and your life and because the truth is, I already know you like golf. I already know you like what I'm talking about. So let's talk about something else. You know?
And that's probably what made that experience so amazing, because you're just a regular guy who has a Porsche, who makes amazing food and coffee and like lives in Moab and loves to travel.
Yeah, lives in Moab of all places. Like, who is this guy?
Okay, so Eric can't say it, but I'll say it. And he just said it, but I'll say it more directly. So if you meet Eric Anders Lang, don't talk about golf with him. Tell him about your life. Tell him about your childhood. Tell him about I don't know how often you shave something other than golf.
Well, and that kind of gets into like one of, I think, our like not so secret ingredients really, which is that we're not really talking about golf.
Whoa.
Like I mean, I talk about golf, but like Golf Channel talks about golf. A lot of people on Instagram talk about golf, and I've muted most of them. I can't talk about golf anymore. You know what I mean? What I want to talk about is like why we're here. You know what I mean? Like what are you going to do with this one life that you've got? And golf, if that's it, if golf is it for you, honestly, I'm not interested. I'm interested if golf is your vehicle, if golf is your outfit, if golf is your sort of bag, but not if it's just the game and where you played and what you shot. Literally, go to the back of the line. You know what I mean? Like
hashtag hard pass.
Life is just so big, and the road trip teaches us that. Dude, the road teaches us that.
Right. That was really beautiful, man.
Thanks, Bo.
It really is cool. It's like, oh, right. It's not about golf.
No.
Random Golf Club is not about golf.
Well, and you know what's funny is so when Bo and I were having dinner, we were talking about tomorrow. So tomorrow's a big day for the world of the Random Golf Club Films YouTube channel. We're not going to launch a video, but we're producing. And tomorrow we're producing the Break 90 for the U.S. Open at Winged Foot, which is, you know, it's exciting. It's the U.S. Open is the hardest test in golf. Winged Foot is an incredibly historical golf course. It's held the U.S. Open 5 times, which is amazing. Obviously, it was the course where the real-life Danny Noonan, Michael O'Keefe caddied as a young man who would become Caddyshack, you know, Danny Noonan, the main character. The caddy. So Winged Foot for me has always also had the coolest logo. Like I didn't understand like Winged Foot. Like what the fuck is Winged Foot? Like what does that even mean? Like how do you name a golf course Winged Foot? It doesn't make any sense. It makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense. But I've always loved it. I've always loved the logo. I've always loved everything about it. It's got 36 holes. Obviously you're listening to this, so you know the things that I don't like about it. I don't like that it's exclusive. I don't like that it's private. I don't like that it's expensive. But, you know, look, sometimes you just got to accept the things that, you know, that they are that they are. So anyway, tomorrow we're going to go there and we're going to break 90. Bo got a...
Because you're going to have a new experience.
I'm going to have a very new experience. I'm very excited. Bo got his caddy bib. It says RGC. It's the full Masters, like whites, overalls.
Yeah, I mean, I just thought it would be cool. I thought it would be cool. Like, hey, man, you're playing the U.S. Open course. You need a personal caddy. And I thought, let's get a white caddy outfit. Let's make it happen. Let's make it the real deal.
Yeah, I'm so excited. We got a couple hats, actually, that have Snowball as the Winged Foot logo. We call it Winged Paw. It says Random Golf Club. I mean, you know, you thought we were going to get sued, Bo. And I said, yeah, bring it on.
It's funny. Yeah, you showed it to me. And I, you know what was really interesting is I had a moment where I went into kind of that. I saw myself going to like, oh, but I care about my friend Aaron. And I don't want anything bad to happen. And I was like, everything that's coming out of my mouth right now is the exact opposite of how Eric Lang and Random Golf Club live and create. Like, there I am trying to control. Like, dude, I want, like, what? Yeah, it's amazing. And by the way, and then when I actually Googled, I was like, oh, your logo is not, it just is similar, but it's not. It's amazing. It is so creative and cool.
I'm proud of it. Tony did a great job. But anyway, we can put a button in this pod because we got to get some sleep. We've got to get up at, what are we going to get, 5:30? 5:30 a.m.
We're gonna have another 5 hour night of sleep and 16 hour day.
It'll be fine. 5:30 a.m. with the jet lag, it'll feel like 3:30. Honestly, my game plan tomorrow is wake up, 40 push-ups. I'm gonna do some lunges, maybe some burpees, ice cold shower, and then speed walk to Starbucks for a Trenti cold brew with espresso and a sandwich, and then we bail and we go to the golf course.
I think it's a beautiful plan.
So,
I mean, because look, part of the job of being your caddy is being supportive.
I love that.
Like, if you feel it, then great, man.
Let's ride.
Like, I'm on your team. You want that hat, that logo, your plan, hit a cut, hit a draw? I'm in, bro.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in. What could it do to be like, no, man, that's not the right meal to have before you play? No. No negative Nancy here.
Improv is all about yes and.
Right.
And I try to do that with anybody.
Yeah. I thought about that actually when you asked me. You were making a little video when we were walking to the restaurant, and you asked me about caddying, and I was like, yeah, I'm totally excited, but I don't know how to. And you don't go into negative when you do improv. It's yes. It was kind of a yes and because I said
you were good.
Yeah, but I was just like, no, dude, it's great.
We should take an improv class, Bo.
I started one and I quit. And you know,
why'd you quit?
Well, because I was in the middle of a relationship with somebody that I was completely enmeshed and codependent with, and so I couldn't really focus on the yes and, because I would just go into no and negativity immediately.
I started one and I canceled. All right, yeah, 2021. I want to do an improv class. I would love that.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, let's do it.
There's a benefit to one's life because it teaches you how to just. It teaches you how to, I don't want to say be positive, but it's just, it's saying yes to life. Improv teaches you how to say yes in a way of like, that sounds amazing. Like when, I mean, because honestly, I'll plug my friend's book that he hasn't even released yet. But my friend Paul, you know, the three mantras that we
have.
Paul Hughes, he's an amazing guy.
Comedian.
Yeah, well, he doesn't consider himself a comedian anymore, but he was a comedian. He had a show in Vegas with his friend. I mean, it was amazing. But he's working on this book, and there's these mantras, and one of them, I'm just going to go do one of them, which is, it's basically saying this is going to work out better than you could imagine to everything. Because who really wants to be around somebody that when you put something out into the universe, they're just like, eh, I don't know. Not really, you know? I mean, unless somebody is really coming to you like, no, I want you to tell me if you really like yes or no, or give me some direction. But if you're just hanging around somebody and they're kind of throwing out some idea or something creative or a plan on the golf course and you go, meh, like nobody wants that. It's just like, yes, yes, man.
Yeah.
The sandwich in the morning. Yes. The Trenti coffee. Yes. The ice. Yes.
Yeah. Never had a Trenti.
Yeah.
It'd be a first. Change it up, you know, nothing precious.
Isn't Trenti like,
it's the biggest one they make, I think.
It's like the super big gulp, like 7-Eleven. Yeah. It's a super big gulp of coffee.
I think Trente actually means in Italian, two hands. I think, but to put a button in the winged foot talk tomorrow is, you know, one of the goals for that, we were kind of talking about what to talk about. And winged foot really is, you know, I want to break 90. We did break 90 at the PGA, but for me, Winged Foot is really about full circle. It's where we started the Break 90 series. It's more, I want you to know, if you're listening to this, did you find out what Trenti means? Oh, we're looking it up.
It keeps switching it from Trenti to Trenta, which is 30 in Italian, but that's not. The Trenti is an imp-like creature that comes from the Cantabrian mythology, northern Spain.
Trenti.
Yeah,
maybe I won't get a Trenti. I had a dream about an alligator last night, and I woke up and I saw an alligator on my phone immediately. So I saw a picture of a girl holding an alligator, and I had a dream about an alligator. And Bo told me that alligator dreams are that you're moving into a new version of yourself or something. Something. How heavy was that?
The definition of the dream meaning of having an alligator.
Yeah, it was like some new version of yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it was also like an indicator, like a warning. Like warning, like something is coming, like watch out. Yeah. Like this is coming, which clearly, I mean, you're going to break 90 tomorrow, so that's coming.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're going to finish this pod here. Thank you everyone for listening. Is the idea of the Break 90 video is I'm finding, and Bo and I had this conversation casually at dinner, and he said, you should talk about that on the podcast. And I said, I don't know if I can talk about it on the podcast. And he said, you can talk about whatever you want. I said, okay. It's not really that interesting to me whether or not I break 90. On YouTube at a major championship golf course. I think what would be more interesting is your stories of breaking 90, your hearing about your challenges and your successes. And I mean, I know that we've already done that. And I know that, you know, whenever I can, it's harder these days. I try to scroll through my DMs and read as many as I can, but I don't get to nearly as many as I used to, you know, and I feel bad. But you know, your stories of success is more interesting to me, watching you break 90. So, you know, we're going to look into that and figure out how to do that. But in the meantime, you're going to be listening to this and you'll probably see some posts of us out at Winged Foot. It might be hot. What's the temperature going to be tomorrow? You know,
Tomorrow it's going to be in the low 80s. The wind's going to be out of the southwest at about 5 to 8 miles an hour with a slight gust.
Back to you, Jill.
No, yeah, tomorrow when you tee off, actually, to be fully transparent, you're teeing off at 8:15. It's going to be 70 degrees with no clouds.
Oh, pleasant as fuck.
Very pleasant vibes on the golf course.
Guys.
By the way, I don't think it's Trenti. I think it's Trenta.
Trenta.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's Venti and Trenta.
This is not a sponsored podcast.
Yeah.
Starbucks hasn't given a shit.
It is really good.
I mean, they make me shit. But they
Yeah, they do. You mean they make you the coffee or it makes you? Oh, right. Yeah. They make me shit. Yeah. Like, whoa, what do they make for you? Oh, no, no. I mean, literally, they make me.
No, the coffee tastes good, but it has a buy. Okay. Anyway, so tomorrow, wherever you are in the world, please, please, your thoughts, your prayers, your thoughts of encouragement and positivity, I will hear them from around the world. Bo will be there to channel those messages.
But by the way, what you just said, I have to say, is beautiful, because to remind everyone, even though Eric is going out to try to break 90 tomorrow, what makes Random Golf Club amazing and what makes this whole thing amazing is it's not really about you caring about breaking 90. What matters to you more is that it inspires others to break 90. That's what it's all about. That's what's rad.
Yeah. And it's more about you. It's more about the struggle that we share together. Like it is a shared struggle. This is not about me breaking 90 so that I can say something.
You know what's really cool is I think I'm actually having not the intellectual, but the cellular experience, and I know we want to wrap this up, but this trip, what's showing me the intellectual to the experiential is even knowing you all the years I have, like I used to think about you and what Random Golf Club is a golf thing, and it's not. And I'm getting to experience that it's not a golf thing. It is a community thing. It is an experiential. It's really cool to like witness it. I mean, I guess people have that experience just watching your content and seeing it, but like, it really is about that. It really is witnessing. It's really cool, man. It's really cool. Like I get it. Like I really get where, you know, it's just exciting. All I can say is your friend and what I'm watching, like getting firsthand to watch how it gets created and what's going on. Like being a part of Random Golf Club and like where it's going, get on the train now. That's all I got to say. I know I'm his friend and I'm a supportive guy, but I really believe it because I kind of am an arrogant guy who thinks that when I see something, I know that it's going to be amazing. I just believe that about myself. Like where Random Golf Club is going is amazing. Get on board. If you're not already, which you probably are because you're listening. So
you probably are. I mean, if you're not, I mean, get on, you know, get on or don't. We'll still be here and we'll still welcome you whenever that day comes. I got to drop a little hint here, but we got to be really delicate with this.
Okay.
There's something coming. Don't say this is, I can't edit this. So don't, I just want to say there's something coming soon and it's not the membership. I know we've been talking about that. That's going to be amazing. This is
an item
that will reconfigure, reinvent, recalibrate what golf is to you.
Well, and a new way to play.
Ooh, okay, let's stop there. New way to play. Just really, that's the teasiest tease there's ever been. But yeah, that kind of goes back to what you were saying is, you know, that's I'm really excited to share that. We put a lot of work into it, and I think that it'll make it easier for you to bring people who are in your life also into the game of golf, hopefully.
Talk about creating a new experience.
Yeah.
You're about to have one.
Yeah, we got to turn the mic off because I'm going to start sharing details. Bo, thank you for joining me.
Man, it's been a pleasure. I appreciate you letting me have a conversation with you. Like just, I appreciate it. It's fun. It's fun to talk to you and, you know, I just feel honored. Honestly, this podcast is just a part of this bigger journey, but yeah. You know, I mean, look, I'm not going to get into deals, but there was a little tears last night. I had tears last night with my bro.
And I did too.
Yeah, you did too. And
I'm not afraid to shed a tear.
Yeah, I'm not afraid to shed a tear.
I'm like Bubba Watson over there.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you can shed a tear with another man, like you have hit intimacy or at least a closer journey too. And
alive.
I'm grateful to be a part of this journey right now. Like, thank you for including me in this journey. It's a pleasure.
New phrase. If you're not crying, you're dying. No, I mean, there's so many beautiful things out there in the world. And sometimes the beautiful things get you even more, you know? Mm. Good to have you on the pod. Good to be on this trip with you.
Yeah.
I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
Everybody, signing off here from Manhattan. Like I said, we'll be over in Wingfoot tomorrow, and then we'll be careening through the rest of the southwestern states on our way into Austin, Texas. We'll be there in about a week. And we're not sure we're going to be doing many meetups. We're mostly going to be focused on camping and doing some reading and some meditation. Probably not much golf as we travel through the rest of the trip. But, you know, appreciate all the recommendations that come through. And have a great evening. See you in the shower.